Hello. All right, we are live, everybody. There we go. Now the music's working. I figured out how to. Okay. Here, you know what? Did that seem loud to you? I can turn that down a little. Anyway. Hi, guys. Welcome to the official number two. We're second live stream. I have so much fun doing these, so I'm super excited to be back here. Yeah, guys, we got a great show planned today. We're doing some brain breaks, some interactive breaks from DFTBA, the new series on the show. I'm doing a little sneak peek because, as you know, well, if you've kind of listened somewhat recently, you know that I have kind of talked about the brand new season coming to the show very soon. So that's kind of what I'm going to do, a little hint of that, not totally get too far into it, but yeah, because I don't want to spoil anything. But then, guys, for the main thing for today's show, here, let me pause the music. There we go. All right, it's over now. So I'm going to be kind of recording an episode of the show live on Podbean, so we kind of get a feel for what the behind the scenes feels like. But before we get into that, so if people miss the live streams, but they kind of like wanted to listen to it, but they can't listen to it. So I record the live stream on Anchor and upload it as an episode, as like the unedited version of the live stream on the show. So hello to the people tuning in live and hello to the people listening to the episode afterwards. So for the people that are listening to this afterwards, not live, just on BTOX, this was the 100th episode I have played. Wait. Thank you very much. I know. Wow. Thank you. 100 episodes on the show. A complete. That's crazy. I've been doing this for about 13 months and 11 and 100 episodes. It's pretty cool. So yeah, guys. So that's number 100 if you're tuning into this not live, but special thanks if you are tuning into it live. But without further ado, hey, let's get into the first one, which we're going to do a brain break from DFTBA, which is called PROBS, which stands for probability. I thought I was really cool when I came up with that one, but so how this game works. So I have this die right there. Hopefully chat can hear that. And so what I do here is I roll the dice, okay? Let's see what it lands on first. This won't count. It's a 2. Okay, so your goal is to stay in for 5 rounds, okay? So since I landed on a 2, you can either choose higher or lower, okay? So if you choose higher, that's a greater chance that the dice will land on a 3, 4, 5, or 6, okay? Or if you choose 1, you're risking it. It's obviously a lower chance. If it's a 2, we just redo it, okay? Does that make sense, everybody? Chat, question mark. Okay. All right, here we go. So, remember, you're going to try to stay in for 5 rounds, all right? Here we go. Here's number 1. Landed on a 1. Okay, well, there we go. Just like that. That's super easy. Okay, now we can just say, I'm going to go higher. Hopefully, everybody in chat is. And a 2. Jeez. What if that was like a 2? Good job. We did it. All right. We passed round 1. Round 2. A 2. Okay. So a 2. If you choose lower, you're hoping for a 1. If you choose higher, it's a 3, 4, 5, or 6. All right. I'm going higher. Wonder what you're doing. And it's a 6. That's higher. All right. I'm still in. I'm doing good. Okay. Round 3. Staying for 5 rounds. We're doing good so far. A 1. Okay. You know what? We're going to skip that. Let's try 1. Actually good. A 6? Are you kidding me? Hold on. A 3. Here we go. All right. This can be interesting. So if you choose lower, it's a 1 and 2. If you choose higher, it's a 4, 5, 6. So the chances are about as slim as they're going to get. You know what? I'm risking it. I'm going under. Okay. So I'm still alive. Hopefully you are too. A 2. Wait. No way! I got it right! Okay, so if you chose higher, you would technically be out, okay? Yeah, you're done, alright? Don't leave, please. But anyway, yes, you're done. Okay, good job. Okay, so I'm still alive. I'm good through the first three rounds. Now it's time for round four. A six, we'll redo that. Another six. Oh my god. A two. All right, here we go. So lower is one, higher is 3, 4, 5, 6. I am going higher. Four. Oh my gosh. Come on. Please tell me. Give me it. Let's go. Okay. Here we go. Round five. Chat, are you still? Anybody still alive? I am. Okay. Here we go. And a one. Redo it. Oh gosh. Hold on. It fell. Grabbed it. Redo. A four. There we go. Okay. Gosh. All right. A four. So higher would be 5 or 6. Lower would be 3, 2, or 1. So if I get this, you guys are all going to cheer for me on my soundboard. Or should I risk it for the... No. Okay. I'm going lower. Okay. 3, 2, 1. I make it. 5 or 6. I am out. A five. No. I was so close. Hold on. Seriously, you guys don't have to boo me, please. Now I don't have to be lonely when I tell you guys a joke, okay? What's a cow with no arms or legs? Ground beef. Yes. Laugh for me. Okay, well, chat, hopefully you did good. I did okay. I got 4 out of 5 rounds. It's a lot better than I normally do, but yeah. All right, so, guys, it is time. Here's the deal. I'm building stuff up for this, but really and truly, I'm not going to say a lot about Season 4 because that's coming in the future, okay? So I don't want to spoil everything for that. But so I have this notebook, and I have this big section at the end of the book that is just dedicated to ideas. Just ideas for episodes, for specialties. Just if I have an idea, I write it down right here. So I was bored one night before I went to bed, and I wrote down some Season 4 ideas. And let me tell you, I can tell you one of the four things, okay? And it's not, obviously, it's not that big of a deal. But I think now with every season, I'm going to be launching a new cover to the show. Okay, because you know I did the new cover before the 1 year anniversary, I think, which was like February 1st, maybe, was the time I got it. So that was when I kind of ditched the logo I had for about 11 months. I got the new black one that I have right now. And then there is going to be a new Season 4 logo. Okay, I kind of hinted at it on the website. I did a small little website refresh, but that wasn't too big or exciting. It was just a little segment that said Season 4 coming May 22nd. Okay, so the final episode for Season 3 is May 12th. And actually, I didn't even realize this. But Season 3 started on September 12th and ends on May 12th. It's an 8-month season, which is the longest season we've ever done on the show. So, I mean, that's kind of fun because, like, usually my seasons... Season 1 was 3 months. Season 2 was 3 months as well. And then Season 3 is 8 months. And then I think we're going to have Season 4 be the summer season. It's going to go all throughout summer. There's not going to be a big change throughout B-Talks. But there is going to be a lot of different things happening in the company of B-Talks, I guess, okay? That's all I'm going to say. So this show, B-Talks Podcast, is staying pretty much the same general, kind of the same concept and everything. But the big vicinity, the big community of B-Talks will change a lot, okay? So yeah, all right. Well, guys, so we got like 3 out of 4 done. So we got probs done, okay? That was really fun. I got 4 out of 5. Hopefully chat did good. I did the tiny little sneak peek for Season 4, but I didn't really want to talk too much about it. But guys, so I So the episode that we're going to be recording live with you guys today is Prankcademy number 9. And on the website that I saw the pranks for Prankcademy number 9, I also found another very intriguing website called like 27 of the most dumb and hilarious Yahoo questions, okay? And I'm going to be answering as many as I can live on stream for you guys. I know that's too much. That's so special, okay? I looked at about the first page of them, and these are amazing. So, you know, let's just get into these, all right? And these are real questions, okay? I'm not going to lie. All right, here we go. I'll put the link in the description of the actual episode. Okay, question number 1. James Russells asks, I swallowed an ice cube whole and I haven't pooped it out. I'm really scared. Is it stuck? Yes, James, I'm sorry to tell you, but it is stuck. Next, BMX for Life says, is there a spell to become a mermaid that actually works? I would like to know if there's a spell available to become a mermaid, or at least one that works. I'm asking people that believe in mermaids, don't say things like mermaids don't exist, because I take it very seriously and I find it offensive. Please help me find a spell. By the way, I am also a witch. How does one answer that? I mean, this is a literal post somebody has talked about on Yahoo. Hopefully you found your potion. Hopefully somebody hooked you up. Number 3, can I safely look at a picture of the sun? Ooh, I know it's bad to look at the sun, but what if I took a picture of it with my phone? All right, would it still ruin my eyes? Ooh, I don't know. That's interesting. Well, first of all, looking at the sun, that will definitely hurt your eyes. Looking at a picture of it? Be careful, but no. Okay, here we go. Number 4. Is it illegal to kill an ant? Oh, God, you screwed up. Today, I was walking down the street, and there was an ant on a puppy, so I stepped on the ant, and I killed it. The police officer gave me a very dirty look, and so did a lot of other people around, so I was wondering if it is illegal to kill an ant. I'm super serious. This isn't a joke. Well, all right. Let me put this in perspective for you. Well, so if there's an ant on a child and you kick over the ant and you kick the ant, unless you have very, very, very good aim, you might kick the child. So, good job. Question number 5. Is the Hunger Games based on a true story? I was watching The Hunger Games. Is it true? Like, did it happen to the Nazis after World War III? Well, you know what? I think that'd be best if you figure that one out on your own. Okay? You get to that, all right? Good research. Number 6, are there birds in Canada? I'm thinking of visiting and might bring my camera, so I'm curious to know if they have any birds. I know they have moose. Love chat. Yes, there are birds in Canada. Good question. Number 7, are there any autographs of Jesus Christ? I know there are autographs of Babe Ruth, of John Lennon, and George Washington. Are there any autographs of Jesus Christ that are either on eBay or in people's houses? You know what? I'm pretty sure you can find anything on eBay. So, you got that. Definitely. Take a look at that. Not gonna do that one. All right, number 10. 60 seconds and 1 minute aren't really the same. Whoa, conspiracy theory. Here we go. This is a bit of a random question, but the answer has been bugging me for a long time. Okay, so, on a microwave, if you push 60, then we'll cook for 60 seconds or 1 minute. Following me, yes? And if you also press 1 minute, it will cook for 1 minute or 60 seconds. Right, yeah, okay. Well, my question is, if you add 1 minute plus 1 minute is 2 minutes, right? Okay, so your food will cook for a total of 2 minutes. But if you add 60 seconds plus 60 seconds, it will only cook for 1 minute and 20 seconds, even though 60 seconds is 1 minute? What? I guess to put it in simplest terms, how come 1 minute plus 1 minute equals 2 minutes, but 60 seconds plus 60 seconds is only 1 minute and 20 seconds? Whoa. that one made me think. I bought one off Amazon. Please, you actually have a Jesus Christ autograph? That is so cool. Why am I so jealous? guys. So, here's the deal. 60 seconds and 1 minute. I'm going to shoot you straight. I don't think this person knows that 1 minute is 60 seconds. Okay, because this might just have been for me. But when I was a child, I would get confused with just like, I think, time and counting. Okay, because I didn't know if it would go up to like 58, 59, 60, 101, 102. Mixing that up, no worries, it happens to all of us, right? Right, chat? You guys mix up numbers, right? Good job. Okay, here we go. Number 11. Okay, hopefully this one's appropriate. Why does my cat vibrate? Her chest always vibrates like she has worms or something in her. Is it normal? When she vibrates, she makes a tiny vibrant noise and it's scaring me because it doesn't seem normal. Well, so it's purring. Next question. Can you actually lose weight by rubbing your stomach? I'm 5'5 and I weigh 220 pounds and I'm 26 years old. My 14-year-old daughter is embarrassed to be around me and it's going to take a long time to lose all this weight. So I heard that if I rub my hands together for really quickly for around 15 seconds and then rub around your belly button makes you lose weight. Is this true? Has anyone tried it? And does it work for you? Chat, does it work for you? Does rubbing your belly button help you lose weight? Because that I think that'll help out a lot of people. Well, hopefully it does for me. Yes. You know what? Go for it. Everybody needs to find ways to lose weight. And if rubbing your belly button does it for you, keep doing it. Number 13. Can I tell by the smell of my husband's gas if he has been cheating? Okay. What happens if you paint on your teeth white with nail polish? My cousin always does this and her teeth are really white. Is this bad for you? Well, has she tried salad? Yes. Guys, I haven't had this much chat interaction before. This is awesome. But yes, you should not paint your teeth white. That's not how it works. Okay, here we go. Moving on to the next page. This is the best thing ever. Do midgets have night vision? Oh, goodness. One of my friends told me that midgets have night vision, but I wasn't sure if it was true. I know a little person from school, so I called him up and asked him. He didn't say anything, just hung up, so I'm pretty confused. Can anyone help me? Additional details. Thanks for the answers, but I'm still a little confused. Does she think I made fun of her night vision, or is it just a rumor that I offended her? That is the funniest thing ever. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, do they have superpowers? I wonder. That'd be amazing. Okay. Number 7. That's the best thing ever. Number 17. How turn computer monitor into mirror? Hi. Does anyone know if it's possible to use a background that would easily turn my computer monitor into a mirror? Scanning a mirror doesn't work. I'm confused. Anyway, number 18. Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun? Ooh, that'd be amazing. I was just thinking and thought, oops, okay, hold on. I was just thinking and thought how crazy it was that a person walked on the moon and Mars. I was wondering if you think a person will ever be able to walk on the sun too. I know it's really hot, but I'm thinking if you go to the winter when the sun is like 30 degrees, I bet they could do it. Hey, I'm down if we're becoming believers of walking on the sun. You do that, okay? That'd be amazing. Okay. All right. Do you think NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles? Whoa. Conspiracy Central. That is amazing. I really want to, like, believe that. I feel like that'd be the best thing ever. That's awesome. Yes. Yes, I love that. All right, we're almost done with these. How big is the specific ocean? Close. I still want to know where you find these people. I know, right? Yeah. Okay. So I found this website, right? And there, and because we're going to be recording an episode live. And I found this 27 dumb questions ever asked on Yahoo. And these people are supreme intelligence here. I mean, they're wow, this is amazing. Are skeletons real or made up? My friend's mom says she was once chased by a skeleton, but I don't think skeletons are real. Please help me. I don't know. Let's keep, oh gosh, this one has very interesting title here. How can I prevent my boyfriend from finding out I poop? So my boyfriend and I have been going out for 2 months now. And he's asked me to come spend a week with him up at his cottage. Whenever I stay at his place, I always just hold it in. There's no way I'd be able to last a week without pooping. He's a little immature and still thinks that girls don't poop. And I'm afraid that if he finds out I do, he might break up with me. How can I avoid that whole situation? Well, Febreze, first of all, girls don't poop. Okay, so that's that. I mean, yeah, just, they don't. Okay. If Batman's parents are died, then how was he born? It doesn't make sense how died parents can have children. Did they think this through? Well, that's, you know, that's fun. We'll continue. If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely? What? Oh my gosh. So if, let's think about this, guys. Come on, chat. Let's do this together. If you eat your hand, will it disappear or will it like grow back out of your stomach? Because I feel like that's a question we all need answering. Because these people are just the smartest thing. That is the best. That's okay. All right. Well, so we got probs done. We got the interactive break done. We answered people online's questions. That was the funniest thing. That made my day. That was the best. All right. Well, now, so if you listen to my show of BTalks podcast on Anchor or on iTunes or Spotify or whatever, you know, I have this series called Prank Academy. It's called Prank Academy, where I teach people how to do pranks. We did one a little bit ago, so we're back at again with Prank Academy episode number 9. So what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to record an episode live on stream for you guys. We can kind of get like a behind the scenes feel. And then after that, we'll wrap it up. All right, really quick, let's play with the audio effects. What does this do? Oh yeah, that's classic comedy. What is this?
10,
9,
8, 7,
cool.
6,
okay,
10,
you can stop. Oh, 9, restarted it. 8, I'll let it play through.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, hold on. Sorry, I dropped something. Give me a sec. Okay, I'm back. All right, so, but chat, be normal when I'm recording, okay? No making me laugh, because if you make me laugh, then it just doesn't work out, okay? All right, here we go. We're going to be, this is so weird. So I'm live, recording an episode of the live, recording an episode while I'm live, recording it, whatever. I ignore you then. Okay, I mean, that works. If that means you won't, just be normal, okay, people? Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to tell the joke. Have you heard the rumor about butter? Never mind, I won't spread it. Boom, delivery done. That was great. That's a good up. That's a great joke. Let's be real here. That's amazing. Have you heard the rumor about butter? Never mind, I won't spread it. Oh, man. I tell jokes every episode. Spread positivity. That's how it works. All right. Add that to the episode. Okay. So now, again, be normal. I'm going to be recording the episode. Here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1. All right. Well, that was a great joke. That was really good. You know, are the jokes normally funny? That is mean. Yeah. Well, DFTBA listen. No, this is Prank Academy. Hi, guys. Welcome back to B-Dogs. Hope you're all having an amazing day. This is gonna be a different format for today's Prank Academy episode, because I was recording this episode live on a live stream. Okay, so if I talk randomly, like this guy Glenn Roastmaster, he said other jokes normally funny. That's okay. We have bad jokes on the show, okay? But anyway, so Prank Academy is gonna be weird, but yeah. So I'm gonna be kind of talking with chat, but today we are going to be talking about the most hilarious pranks to pull. Just ever, okay? These are pretty good ones. I think we got 6 pranks to go through, and then just kind of we're gonna wrap it up, and then it's gonna be fun. All right, so here we go. By the way, this was again recorded live on Podbean. If you wanna listen to one of the live streams, that'd be really cool. But special thanks to Anchor FM for sponsoring today's episode, and let's get on with it. Guys, this one's gonna be a weird one. I feel like it's just weird recording an episode live because I'm gonna be talking to chat, the unedited recording of the live stream and the Prank Academy episode. So we'll see how all this works out. Okay, but anyway, yeah, we got 6 pranks. It's gonna be really cool. So yeah, okay. All right. Well. Put that into the episode, and then I'm gonna edit it out, but let's get this started. All right, thank you for not going anywhere. So the first prank that we're talking about is called the cheesy orange juice prank. Okay, this one's pretty easy. It won't take super long, and all the materials you need are, if you read this comment with a name, it makes the post recorded version less confusing from experience. Huh? If you read the comments with the name, it makes... Oh, that's pretty smart. So you have Daddy Glenn Roastmaster. That's... How'd you come up with that name? That's pretty cool. It's brilliant. So, yeah. So that's how we can talk it out, okay? Guys, this one's called the Cheesy Orange Juice Prank. It won't take that long. All the materials you need are a cup, some water, just like from the sink will work, and Kraft dinner mac and cheese. Or no, sorry. Yeah, Kraft dinner mac and cheese. Okay, just something like you'll eat for dinner. But the main thing you need from this is the cheese powder. Okay, that's how this prank will work out. As if you have that cheese powder. Okay, all right. So for the procedure, all you need is you need to put powder into the cup. Okay. This into the cup. You're going to fill it up with water. Then you're going to mix it around. Put the top on or just put it in the fridge. And pretty much it looks like orange juice. And it is very mean. So, oh gosh. It just imagine if you're in, it's morning time. And you just wake up. And all you need is a tasty, sour, tart little cup of orange juice. And it's delicious, it's sugary, it refills you. Then it tastes like cheese. That's how it works. Okay. So yeah, all right. That was the cheesy orange juice prank. That was a good one. All right. Here we go. Next we have the candy bowl prank. And let me tell you, before going into this one, this is so evil. It's so evil. Okay. So this one's easy. It's short. You don't need to spend a tiny bit of money, but nothing too big. All right, so materials. All you need is a good bowl, okay? Just a pretty good bowl. I need M&M's, Skittles, and Reese's Pieces. All right, you know where this is gonna go. Those three, M&M's, Skittles, and Reese's Pieces, they all look the exact same. So putting them in a bowl, then they'll look like the same candy. If you just take a big handful, put them in your mouth, you'll taste peanut butter, chocolate lemon. That's not fun. That's so gross. Ew. Oh gosh. That is weird. Okay. All right. Really quick, I'm gonna pause this. And okay, we're back. All right, here we go. Sorry about that. All right, so the next prank for this Prank Academy is the honking door prank. Now, if you are on any kind of social media, if you, like, watch Instagram, or YouTube or anything of that sort, then you might have seen this, right? This one's about medium and difficulty. You're going to need... It maybe take 5 minutes. Well, it depends how much you struggle with this. So, all materials you need is you need an air horn, duct tape, and a door that, like, opens into a room. And there's some kind of wall near the door where the back of the door can touch the wall, okay? So when you have that done, you want to kind of position the air horn where you want to tape it onto the wall to where if the door were to open, it'll swing open and it'll knock the air horn and it'll make a really loud and pretty scary noise. If you could, I don't know if there's any such thing as a quiet air horn, because like if they're on a call or something, but all the procedure, all you need to do is kind of tape it to the wall to where if they open the door, it'll then blast the air horn. So yeah, that's pretty, that's so evil. All right, this next one is just funny in general, I think. I think this one's really awesome. So this one is, it kind of depends. It can be easy and it can be really hard because I didn't really test it out because I don't really have anything to test it on. But so this can kind of take however long you want it to take as well. You can spend 30 seconds on it or you can spend 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. But the materials, all you need is some kind of keyboard for like a computer. If it's like a MacBook, but I've heard the best ways to do this are kind of keys that pop up a little bit that you kind of type on. And maybe what you need that could help is a screwdriver. That might come in handy if it goes to that. So this one can just be really funny. So you need to find out a way. This is what the screwdriver might come in handy, is kind of drilling it in to one of the pieces, flicking it out. Okay, it's possible. You can like just take out a key on the keyboard and then take out another one and just switch them. I'm pretty sure if you do that, then you can switch them back. But then because that's happened to me once on one of my Chromebooks. And I was very confused because I didn't know if I should go with what the keyboard says or what my like memory muscle is. Or so it's down so funny if you just like watch it. Oh god, that's the best. All right. We're almost done. So this is the hotel bed prank. Alright, so this one's medium hard. It'll take a little bit longer than normal. I'm guessing maybe 15-ish minutes. So materials, all you need is a hotel bed. And the bed has to have pillows and blankets, just kind of sheets on it in general, okay? Just any normal hotel bed would be. Procedure. All you need to do is take... All right, this one's kind of a little bit hard to explain, but you need to take the pillows and place them on, like, the side of the bed and then wrap them in like, the sheets and the blanket to make it look like there's somebody laying on it. You make it, like, the bumpy with the pillows, and that's... Come on, that's funny. That's a really good one, right? It's like, I don't know how long you have to spend on that, but they can... They like come in like housekeeping, but somebody's still sleeping, and I have no idea. That'll be fun figuring that one out. All right, so the last prank of today for Prank Academy number 9, we are talking about the voice activated prank. All right, this one can work on a lot of different like things and machines in general. It's easy. It's short. Okay, all the materials you need are. Kind of the two that I saw that work the best with this are an elevator or like a coffee machine, maybe a remote. Well, I don't know. It'd be hard to hide a remote. But if you, so like with the remote or, you know, let's use a coffee machine for the example, okay? So, and the other thing that you need is you need a paper that says voice activated, okay? So when you have the voice activated paper, then you just place it on the coffee machine. And so when you see it, like, they have to talk. They have to be like, dispense coffee now, and nothing will come out. And the post I saw with that is, just put this on the coffee machine, had the most fun 3 hours of my life. I feel like that'd be so entertaining to watch. That'd just be the funniest thing ever. But yeah, so that's that. Welcome. We got a new person into the live stream. Welcome. We're actually almost over though. We've been live streaming for 40 minutes. That's way longer than I usually do. Which yeah. All right. So, Print Academy guys, thank you very much for listening. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Next live stream is in a little bit. Don't forget to be awesome, and I'll see you guys later. Peace. All right. That one's, you could go 2.5 or 2 hours. No, I'm almost done. I'll be done soon, but, yeah. All right. So, I'll finish up editing this. I'll kind of put you guys through the editing process, and then we're going to call it good, because I got so. Fine, I'll go to church. Okay. See you later. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. That's great. Come on now. All right. So, I'll put this in. So how I usually edit these episodes is I have these transitions. Okay, I'll turn this up. Here, hold on. I'm going to take the windscreen off really quick. Okay, so I use this one. Okay, and then I use this one a lot. Hold on. This one. And then I also use this one a bunch. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, so those are the ones I use. I usually put Isabel at kind of in between segments. And then I usually put the captain one at the beginning because that's usually the one after the joke, but I kind of switched it up recently because I have like this new format and everything because kind of wanted to keep things fresh here and there. So I got the captain done. I'm going to retitle the joke. What was the joke on? It was about, what was it about? Oh, it was the butter one. So I'm going to title it Don't Spread It. Why not? Okay, so don't. Okay. All right, so after that, after I put the kind of enter in, because we have all the audio clips entered, we have the joke, the introduction, and then the 9-minute actual part of the prank. And then I recorded this thing a while ago, 9-12-2020. Okay, which I didn't really have to do this, but listen to this really quick. This is what I put at the end of everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen and you...
Okay, you get the point. But yeah, so I put that at the end just because it makes me feel as professional as I am, you know? Okay. So I'll put the bling transition, which is this one. Put that one at the very end and then kind of just Isabel in between topics. Daddy Glenn Roastmaster, do you listen to the show normally? I'll come back, but... So I put the bling at the end of that one, and then Isabel just in between topics. So put Isabel in between that one, do another one right there. Okay. So there you go. So we got the captain right here. Okay, and then we have the joke. And then, oh, anyway, we have the butter joke, then we have Isabel. Which is introduction. Ooh, I gotta put the sponsored segment so I can make money. You know how it goes. All right, so I'm usually not. I used to put the sponsored segment at the beginning of the show. But now I kind of put it at different spots because I want to and because it's fun. So put the sponsored segment down below. Then, okay. Yeah, we'll put that right there. Okay. So I'm going to put the sponsored segment before the actual pranks start and just before the pranks start and after the introduction. And since I recorded one, it starts off with me coming like into the future to tell people that you should make podcasts with Anchor. If you did, hey, probably should. But yeah, so that's that. Okay, we're set. That's a good episode. Okay, so we got... Whoa, that's a lot of Isabels. Hold on. I gotta delete these. I put in like three transitions. That's a lot. Okay. It's being super slow right now, but I think you guys get the point. Yes, Anchor is my sponsor. And it's still really small, so it doesn't, like... I didn't have to do anything for the show. It's just when I signed up with Anchor FM, that's what helped me launch it. All right, so all right, I'm gonna finish this up a little bit later. It's being super laggy, and I'm gonna wrap it up. Right? Yeah, I got a sponsor, but it's just an app I use. Do you have a podcast? But anyway. Oh, yeah, I have three of them. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I have one with my sister where we talk about The Office called the Dunder Mifflin Podcast. So it's pretty cool. And then, of course, I got B-Talks. So that was really long. This one was a lot better than the first live stream. The first live stream was a lot. I think I was kind of figuring everything out, but now I know how to do music. Because now all I have to do for music is... Are you going to make a habit of going live on here regularly? Yeah. So I might do it a little bit more because this is super fun. But for right now, all I'm doing is two live streams a month. I'm guessing I'm going to make it... I'll announce it in an episode. But the next ones will probably be April 3rd and April 17th at 4 p.m. Mountain Time again. But I might switch it up if I have something going on those dates, but yeah. March Madness is live. I'm a Colorado Buffs fan, so watching them, they had a really good game today, but yeah. All right, well, that's gonna wrap it up today. Thank you very much for listening to the live stream. It was super fun doing this. And the final engagement winner is Daddy Glenn Roast Master. Gave me 11 hearts, and your chat was hilarious, by the way. That was really awesome, especially when we were going through all the question marks and thing. FYI, the more you do lives, the more people will walk in and possibly stay. Cool. All right. Good to know. Yeah, I might have, like, special months, do, like, live stream months. Definitely during summer because I won't have school those days. I'm going to chat. All right. Chat, thank you very much. That was super fun. Also, bumps downloads. Oh, awesome. That's cool. Do you want me to plug your show? Before we leave, I think, how many do we have on live? Okay, we got a couple people on live right now. Yeah, that's cool. All right, well, thank you very much for listening, everybody. Don't forget to be awesome, and I will see you all later. Bye. Yes. All right. Just heard you end. Hold on. Can I finish up really quick?
No.
Just kidding. Sorry, your sister walked in. All right, well.
Hold on, I got to do outro.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna wrap it up today, guys. Chat's over, it's just you and me now. That was super long. This is the longest episode I've done on B-Talks, but B-Talks website link number one. I'll announce the April live stream dates soon, so stay tuned for those. DMP link number three with my sister. Don't forget to be awesome. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all later. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.